Lesson 8. Oh, how great the goodness of our God. 2 Nephi chapter 6 through 10. Purpose. To help class members understand their need for the atonement of Jesus Christ, and to teach them how to receive all the blessings of the atonement. Preparation. 1. Read, ponder, and pray about the following scriptures. A. 2 Nephi chapter 9 verses 1 through 26 and verses 39 through 54. Jacob testifies that through the Savior's atonement, we can be redeemed from temporal death and spiritual death. He discusses principles that can help us receive all the blessings of the atonement. B. 2 Nephi chapter 9 verses 27 through 38. Jacob discusses attitudes and actions that prevent us from receiving all the blessings of the atonement. C. 2 Nephi chapter 10. Jacob prophesies that the Redeemer will be called Christ. Jacob prophesies that the Nephites' descendants will perish in unbelief and that the Jews in Jerusalem will crucify the Savior and be scattered until they believe in Him. Jacob testifies of the Lord's covenants with his people and exhorts the people to reconcile themselves to the will of God. 2. Additional reading. Isaiah chapters 49 through 52. You may want to compare Isaiah chapter 49 verses 22 through 26 with 2 Nephi chapter 6 verses 6 through 7 and verses 16 through 18. Isaiah chapter 50 was 2 Nephi chapter 7. Isaiah chapter 51 was 2 Nephi chapter 8 verses 1 through 23. And Isaiah chapter 52 verses 1 through 2 was 2 Nephi chapter 8 verses 24 through 25. 3. If you use the attention activity, bring the following pictures to class. Sermon on the Mount, item number 62166. Gospel Art Picture Kit 212. Jesus Healing the Blind, item number 62145, Gospel Art Picture Kit 213. Stilling the Storm, item number 62139, Gospel Art Picture Kit 214. Jesus Blessing Jairus' Daughter, item number 62231, Gospel Art Picture Kit 215. Christ with the Children, item number 62467, Gospel Art Picture Kit 216. Jesus Praying in Gethsemane, item number 62175, Gospel Art Picture Kit 227. And the Crucifixion, item number 62505, Gospel Art Picture Kit 230. Suggestions for lesson development. Attention activity. As appropriate, use the following activity or one of your own to begin the lesson. Display the pictures listed in the preparation section. Invite class members to look at the pictures and think about what Jesus Christ has done for them. Then ask them to share some of the things they have thought about. List their responses on the chalkboard. Ask class members to read the following verses aloud. 2 Nephi chapter 6, verse 17, chapter 7, verse 2, chapter 8, verses 3 through 6, and verse 12. Ask them to look for words in the verses that refer to things the Savior does for us. List the words on the chalkboard. The list may include the following words: deliver, 2 Nephi chapter 6, verse 17, and chapter 7, verse 2. Redeem, 2 Nephi chapter 7, verse 2. Comfort, comforteth, 2 Nephi chapter 8, verses 3 and 12. Light, 2 Nephi chapter 8, verse 4. Judgment, judge, 2 Nephi chapter 8, verses 4 through 5. And salvation, 2 Nephi chapter 8, verses 5 through 6. Explain that this lesson discusses the atonement, which is the greatest act Jesus Christ has done for us. Scripture discussion and application. Prayerfully select the scripture passages, questions, and other lesson material that will best meet class members' needs. Discuss how the selected scriptures apply to daily life. Encourage class members to share appropriate experiences that relate to the scriptural principles. 1. Through His atonement, Jesus Christ offers redemption from temporal death and spiritual death. Explain that 2 Nephi chapter 9 contains a discourse by Jacob, one of Nephi's younger brothers, about the atonement of Jesus Christ, which is the central event in the plan of salvation. To understand the teachings in this chapter, it is helpful to know how Jacob referred to temporal death and spiritual death. Temporal death is the death of the physical body and the separation of the spirit from the physical body. As a result of the fall of Adam, all people will die temporally. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 6. In 2 Nephi chapter 9, Jacob uses the following words and phrases to refer to temporal death. Death, verse 6. The death of the body, verse 10. And the grave, verse 11. Spiritual death is separation from the presence of God. We are all separated from God as a result of the fall of Adam. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 6. We further separate ourselves from God when we sin. Romans chapter 3, verse 23, Alma chapter 12, verse 16, Helaman chapter 14, verse 18. In 2 Nephi chapter 9, Jacob uses the following words and phrases to refer to spiritual death or separation from God. Shut out from the presence of God, verse 9. The death of the spirit, verse 10. Spiritual death, verse 12. Hell, verse 12. And death, verse 39. Discuss 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 1 through 26, and verses 39 through 54. Invite class members to read selected verses aloud. What did the Savior do to overcome temporal death and spiritual death? See 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 5 through 7, verse 12, and verses 21 through 22. See also Luke chapter 22, verse 44, Mosiah chapter 3, verse 7, Doctrine and Covenants, section 19, verses 16 through 19. Through the atonement of Jesus Christ, all people will be resurrected, saved from temporal death. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 12 through 13, and verse 22. What would happen to us without the power of Christ's resurrection? See 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 6 through 9. Temporal and spiritual death would be permanent. We would be shut out from God's presence forever, and our spirits would be subject to Satan. We would remain with the father of lies in misery. How does this show that temporal death and spiritual death are an awful monster? 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 10. Through the atonement of Jesus Christ, all people will be restored to God's presence to be judged. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 10, chapter 9, verse 15. However, not all people will be saved in the kingdom of God or permitted to dwell in God's presence forever. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 23, Mormon chapter 7, verse 7. According to Jacob, what are some of the things we must do to be saved in the kingdom of God? Have class members read 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 18, verse 21, verses 23 through 24, verses 39, 41, and verses 50 to 52 to find answers to this question. Summarize their answers on the chalkboard. Discuss the answers as shown below. A. Believe in Jesus Christ, the Holy One of Israel, and come unto Him. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 18, verses 23 through 24, and verse 41. Why is faith in Jesus Christ essential in order to receive all the blessings of His atonement? B. Endure the crosses of the world and despise the shame of the world. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 18. What does it mean to endure the crosses of the world? See Matthew chapter 16, verse 24, footnote 24d. 3 Nephi chapter 12, verses 29 through 30. What does it mean to despise the shame of the world? 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 49. C. Hearken to the voice of the Lord. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 21. How can we hear the voice of the Lord? Refer to Doctrine and Covenants, section 1, verse 38, section 18, verses 33 through 36, and section 88, verse 66. D. Repent, be baptized, and endure to the end. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 23 through 24. E. Be spiritually minded. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 39. Also Romans chapter 8, verses 5 through 8. What does it mean to you to be spiritually minded? How does being spiritually minded lead to life eternal? What does it mean to be carnally minded? How does being carnally minded lead to spiritual death? What can we do to become more spiritually minded? F. Feast upon that which perisheth not. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 50 through 51. What are some things that never perish? How can we feast on these things? G. Remember the words of God. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 52. How does remembering God's words help us receive all the blessings of the atonement? See 3 Nephi chapter 15, verse 1. H. Pray continually and give thanks. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 52. How has praying and expressing gratitude to our Heavenly Father helped you draw nearer to Him and His Son? 2. Certain attitudes and actions prevent us from receiving all the blessings of the atonement. Read and discuss 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 27 through 38. Explain that in addition to speaking of requirements for receiving all the blessings of the atonement, Jacob spoke of attitudes and actions that prevent us from receiving those blessings. What are some attitudes and actions that prevent us from receiving all the blessings of the atonement? Have class members read 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 27 through 38 to find answers to this question. Summarize their answers on the chalkboard. Discuss the answers as shown below. A. Transgressing the commandments and wasting the days of our probation. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 27. In the Book of Mormon, prophets often refer to our life on earth as a state of probation or a time to be tested. 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 21. See also 2 Nephi chapter 2, verse 30. Mormon chapter 9, verse 28. How might some people waste the days of their probation? See 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 38, Alma chapter 34, verses 31 through 33, and Helaman chapter 13, verse 38. B. Placing learning, money, and other idols above God. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 28 through 30, and verse 37. How can the pursuit of knowledge and riches keep us from receiving all the blessings of the atonement? See 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 28, verse 30, and verse 42. In what situations are learning and riches good? See 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 29, Jacob chapter 2, verses 18 through 19. C. Being spiritually deaf and blind. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 31 through 32. What does it mean to be spiritually deaf and blind? How can we open our ears and eyes to the truths of the gospel? D. Being uncircumcised of heart. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verse 33. In ancient Israel, a man who was uncircumcised was breaking a covenant with God. Genesis chapter 17, verse 11 and verse 14. With this understanding, what does it mean to be uncircumcised of heart? E. lying and committing murders and whoredoms. 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 34 through 36. 3. The Lord remembers His covenants with His people. Read and discuss selected verses from 2 Nephi chapter 10. Jacob prophesied that the Nephites' descendants would perish in the flesh because of unbelief, and that the Jews in Jerusalem would crucify the Savior and be scattered because of their sins. 2 Nephi chapter 10, verses 2 through 6. What will the Lord do for these people when they believe in Him and repent of their sins? Refer to 2 Nephi chapter 10, verse 2, verses 7 through 8, and verses 21 through 22. Also, 1 Nephi chapter 21, verses 15 through 16, 2 Nephi chapter 9, verses 1 through 3, and verse 53, 2 Nephi chapter 30, verse 2. How does this apply to us individually? See Mosiah chapter 26, verse 22. Elder Boyd K. Packer taught, "The discouraging idea that a mistake, or even a series of them, makes it everlastingly too late, does not come from the Lord. He has said that if we will repent, not only will He forgive us our transgressions, but He will forget them and remember our sins no more." See Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25, Hebrews chapter 8, verse 12, Hebrews chapter 10, verse 17, Alma chapter 36, verse 19, and Doctrine and Covenants, section 58, verse 42. In Conference Report, April 1989, page 72, or Ensign May 1989, page 59. Jacob said that his people should cheer up their hearts because the Lord remembers His covenant people. 2 Nephi chapter 10, verses 22 through 23. How can we find comfort in the knowledge that the Lord remembers His covenant people? As Jacob concluded this address to the people, what did he encourage them to remember? See 2 Nephi chapter 10, verses 23 through 24. In what ways do we choose either the way of everlasting death or the way of everlasting life? See 2 Nephi chapter 2, verses 26 through 27. What does it mean to be reconciled to the will of God? Why is it important to remember that it is only through the grace of God that we are saved? Conclusion. Have a class member read aloud 2 Nephi chapter 10, verse 25, which is Jacob's concluding message in this discourse. Express your gratitude for the atonement of Jesus Christ and encourage class members to choose the way of eternal life. 2 Nephi chapter 10, verse 23. As directed by the Spirit, testify of the truths discussed during the lesson. Additional teaching ideas. The following material supplements the suggested lesson outline. You may want to use one or both of these ideas as part of the lesson. 1. Hymn. With class members, sing or read the words to a hymn about the love of Jesus Christ, such as Reverently and Meekly Now, hymns number 185, or Dear to the Heart of the Shepherd, hymns number 221. 2. The Gathering of Israel. How will Israel be gathered? See 2 Nephi chapter 10, verses 8 through 9. President Ezra Taft Benson taught, "The responsibility of the seed of Abraham, which we are, is to be missionaries, to bear this ministry and priesthood unto all nations." Abraham chapter 2, verse 9. Moses bestowed upon Joseph Smith in the Kirtland Temple the keys to gather Israel. See Doctrine and Covenants, section 110, verse 11. Now, what is the instrument that God has designed for this gathering? It is the same instrument that is designed to convince the world that Jesus is the Christ, that Joseph Smith is His prophet, and that the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints is true. It is that Scripture which is the keystone of our religion. In Conference Report, April 1987, pages 107 through 108, or Ensign May 1987, page 85. End of Lesson 8. Oh, how great the goodness of our God!